Uptown looked deserted yesterday during the snowstorm, but at about noon, Xavier Harris walked down North Tryon wearing a sweatshirt. He'd spent the night in a county building the Red Cross had turned into a temporary shelter, and now it was closing.
They just kicked us out just now. So we're trying to find shelter, and the herb was open, they sheltering us, they trying to find shelter for us, but, I mean, people canceling on us.
The Herb is Urban Ministries, which runs one of three shelters near Uptown where the Red Cross was pointing them. As I approached the closing center, the number of people on the street picked up. Outside, more than a dozen men and women stood under the front awning, while more waited inside until a couple police officers on the scene did last call. I asked Glenn Rivera if he was waiting for a CATS bus to take him to one of the open shelters.
They're doing presentations, but everything's full, though.
But everything's full.
By the time you get there, they're going to throw you out of that, too.
They believed there was no point going to the shelters. Their last warm place was closing. A low-level panic was setting in.
What can you do?
Lisa Keltner.
They wonder why the hospitals are over full when it's like this, because they have nowhere else to go. And then they get shuffled, they get pushed everywhere they go. We get run out of the transit. We get run out of hospitals. We get run out of places. We run out of places to go.
The Red Cross opened the warming center to create a place to go. It doesn't usually stay open at night. It provides food during the day and doesn't even have beds. But the organization says it didn't want anyone in the cold, and so it kept it open Tuesday and Wednesday. And the organization says it was only closing because the shelters did have room. Angelina Mileto was one of two volunteers serving the almost 200 on Wednesday.
The problem arises is that some of these people have been kicked out of the shelters because of their behavior, or they choose not to go. But if these people want a place to stay, there will be a place for them.
Staff at the Salvation Army Women's Shelter cleared furniture from the dining room to create space. Salvation Army Social Services Director Deronda Metz says some of the homeless may be confused since they've been turned away before in milder weather.
We've been operating over capacity for a few years, and, you know, we do let people come in for a night because the weather is bad. So if you need shelter, although we may be full, you can come in and sleep on the floor.
Men may be in a tighter spot. The staff member who answered the phone at the men's shelter said room was growing scarce. The Urban Ministry Center, the favorite among those leaving the Red Cross, takes women and children first. And Executive Director Dale Molinix said space was more limited than usual because of the storm.
We're dependent upon the churches who open their doors to take people in. So if a church calls us and says, we don't think we can get there to pick people up, then we have to take that off our list. So that means those 12 people who don't get to stay with us will have to go either to the women's shelter or the men's shelter.
Or find other places to stay. Chris Green checked in with Urban Ministries, but was sure they wouldn't have room.
It's 64 beds right now, and at least by 2 o'clock it'll be down to 30.
So what are you going to do?
Basically, go to a parking deck. I mean, only thing I had to do.
As for those who waited for CATS to transport them to the shelter, it never came. The Red Cross's Mileto says the buses couldn't get up an icy hill where they were parked. So, regardless of where they were sleeping, all 175 trudged through the snow. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.